Religious leaders have applauded President Mills for his firm anti-gay stand. First, the General Superintendent of Assemblies of God, Ghana, Reverend Dr. Paul Frimpong Manso.
Our president has demonstrated maturity. He has shown to Ghanaians that he understands them, he sympathizes with them, and he wants to uphold good and sound moral principle. In fact, this afternoon when I heard the message from him, I was so happy, and we want to tell him that we, the clergy, will support him and we will mobilize the people in Ghana to support him. We cannot be bullied. The late President Osagyefo said the black man is capable of governing himself. Our president has shown us the lead. He has given the lead and has really battled that point. Yes, David Cameron and his people can go to hell. They cannot tell us how we govern our country. As much as we need their resources, we will not succumb to their details, their whims and caprices. So our president has marvelously put the head of the hammer on the nail, and I'm very happy.
Don't you think such a stance could affect Britain-Ghana relations?
It can't. They are still related to the Arabs, and they know the relationship. They know the style of the Arabs, especially Saudi Arabia, on this. Recently, EU went to China even to see if they can give them money to support the euro debt. We have limited ourselves. We have reduced ourselves to beggars. That is why they have always pressurized us that way. So if we can demonstrate that after 57 years of independence or 58 years, we are matured, we can take our own responsibility in our own hands and manage the resources that we have very well, and will not plead and ask them for budget support to run our economy, they will respect us. So I think he has done wonderful, and I'm really happy.
But you agree with me that it is very easy to heroically defend the moral position. But should Britain come up with economic stagnating measures, especially in a country that is glued to aid, what do we do?
I think this is going to help Ghanaians to sit up. God has blessed us with so much resources. The oil revenue that we've had this year is more than the British aid that we are going to get. Recently, I read on the net that the Nigerian, one of their governors was saying that they are sending about $1 billion a year to send students to university in Ghana. What a blessing. There are so many things that we can derive. If we manage affairs well, plan and avoid corruption, discipline and hard work, everybody will sacrifice a bit to give his or her quota to support our mother Ghana. We can make it. I think our opinion that Ghana should prepare to win ourselves from Bretton Woods institutions, donor supporters and other things, and begin to work hard to survive as a nation.
The Emir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission is next to support the president's stance.
This is an independent country. We have been under colonial rule for quite some time, and we've got our independence. And since then, we should be able to exert ourselves as an independent nation. And so there's also the issue of we trying to be self-supporting, because so long as we depend upon others for this type of supporting, they will continue to stampede us to do things that are wrong. But I'm glad that the president has made his position very, very clear that he's not going to give in to this type of pressure. I think it is a step in the right direction.
Don't you think such a stance could affect Britain-Ghana relations?
Why should we worry about the relations between us and Britain? What is important, we are all creatures of God and we worship God. So wherever we see that there is something that is immoral, which is going to incur the displeasure of the Almighty, we need to keep away from it without bothering a bit about the relations between us and any other people. As long as we know that what we are doing is right and what we are doing is going to win the pleasure of the Almighty, we should not bother about anything else. We should go ahead and support our president and do what we consider to be right.
The Emir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Mawvi Wahab Adam, talking to Ibrahim Kwating. The trustee of the Church of Christ Spiritual Movement, Dan Markin, has also commended President Mills for his decision not to endorse any legislation to support gay rights. Mr. Markin said no amount of aid should convince the president to change his stance. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
I want to first congratulate the president for taking the bold stance. You know, homosexuality and sodomy in particular led to a whole city being bent. God himself, as we read from scriptures, that God had to go to Sodom and Gomorrah and make sure that the people were extinct. And it is also abhorrent in our culture that we like and believe in heterosexual behavior. And laws are made out of the norms of society. And our society frowns on homosexuality. And I think that the president hit the nail right on the head. And I congratulate him for being standing out boldly and speaking against this. If some people in their countries, they will want to frown on what God accepts and what society accepts, and they think that they want to do otherwise, we will not join that.
That was the trustee of the Church of Christ Spiritual Movement, Dan Markin.